Any ideas Groovin had harboured of killing Valagan Efera by ambush collapsed. Pangs of fright caused him to flop down on the ground. His cowardly nature took over and he emitted a choking sob.
There's food in the sacks!
Efera grabbed the supply sacks from the stunned vermin. He shook the contents out in front of the fire. It was the remains of the provisions they had plundered from the southern Forthrights.
Oh, flat cakes and nuts. Fruit too. What's in the flasks? Cordial? Looks good, eh? Aha, a fruit cake. A nice big un. Bet you was keeping this for yourself, Groovin, being chief and all that.
Valak dug the sword point into Groovin's back a little.
Oh, this un's a real Juskazan, all right. Did you hear him back there? Take no prisoners, kill any beast who's by the fire. Then he hangs back and lets those two deadheads go forward.
Still keeping the sword at Groovin's back and the bow around his neck, Valak leaned forward until he was breathing down his prisoner's ear. His voice dripped contempt.
You're a gutless worm, Groovin. Go on, tell us what you are. Say it!
Groovin's nose was dribbling. He made no attempt to hide his tears, and his voice sobbed brokenly as the bowstring pulled tighter.
A gutless worm, please don't kill me.
Munching cheerfully on a flat cake and drinking cordial, Efera sat next to Groovin and winked at him.
It's all right, mate. We ain't going to kill you. You're going to be useful to me and Valak. Wipe your nose and stop blabbing now.
Valak had every intention of killing Groovin there and then, but he wanted Efera to think he was clever also. He loosed the bowstring and withdrew the sword, kicking Groovin flat.
Aye, stop slobbering. You'll fit in nicely with our plans.
Efera made the three sit together by the fire, with Groovin in the middle. He bound Groovin's paws, one to Dagrab, the other to Rawback. Taking the free paws of Dagrab and Rawback, he bound one to the other behind them.
There now, all nice and comfy. You can't run anywhere among trees tied like that. You see, we killed a few creatures from that abbey over yonder. They might have warriors out looking to kill us, and that's enough to stop any beast getting a good night's rest, ain't it? So here's the plan, mates. You sit by the fire, and I'll pile a bit more wood on so it won't go out. Now, if there ain't warriors out looking for tattoo-faced jaskers, you'll be safe enough. But if there is, well, luck of the game, ain't it? Either way, me and Valak can sleep easy till dawn. Good, eh?
Valak was impressed by Efera's plan, although he never said so. But just to emphasise that he too was smart, he checked the captive's bonds for tightness, warning them.
Don't try to escape. We'll be somewheres close by all night, and you won't know if one of us is awake watching you.
Then the pair retired into the shadows.